This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Episode of Good Day Health on the air now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us from his clinic, Lake Cardiology, where he works. He's actually the chief cook and bottle washer. When there's a problem, everybody goes to Ken. Lake Cardiology. Promoted. Yeah, right. Well, listen, you got to know what's going on in your own shop. So Ken comes to us courtesy of the First Amendment. Second Amendment. No, Second Amendment is guns. First Amendment is freedom of speech. I always get those two mixed up. Isn't that funny? How we can, they're so different, and yet they involve basic freedoms. Freedom to live your life as you will, and to learn as you can. Dr. Ken is a great teacher, a researcher, and a cardiologist all rolled into one. And we're here to go through a lot of the research that he's done this past week on the various journals, starting with COVID. I guess we seem to not be able to get away from that. There is some good news here with regard to physical activity, Ken, that you found out about and how that works with the vaccines.
Yeah, it seems that regular physical activity will boost the effectiveness of the vaccine. I think physical activity in general, with or without a vaccine,
sure,
is good for so many reasons. But the British Journal of Sports Medicine this week publishes a long-term follow-up study showing that people who got their vaccinations and then subsequently were very active physically had a better effectiveness of the vaccine than those who didn't. Just another good reason to point out my favorite drug of all is exercise.
That's it. Exercise, those jumping jacks, keep moving. That's what I say to people. They want to know how I stay in shape at my age or how I keep so busy. I just keep moving. And part of that is what has, been taught. You and I have talked about it, and I think that's why I say you're a teacher, much as anything else. All right, so the director of the Center for Disease Confusion has tested positive for COVID. How many shots has she had?
That's a good question. Well, for the best I can tell, at least four, maybe five. But and that does point out that these shots don't prevent disease. She's saying that she's home, staying away from everybody, and only has mild symptoms. I'm just quoting you what the quotes are saying.
Right.
And I think she would say that her disease is mild because she's had all these jabs. But there is so much confusion among everybody about all this. I'm not going to add to it. I'm just pointing out that the irony, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, we hope she gets better, but she is home with COVID.
All right. So now looking at the information that comes from the Centers for Disease Confusion, the number of increased cases of maternal mortality have increased under COVID. Why would that be, Ken?
Well, we have mentioned this in the past couple of years, but sadly, in 2020 and 2021, there was a big jump in mortality, in maternal mortality, and this is a risk factor for dying from COVID-19 when you're pregnant. And this is why we've been urging people who are planning on getting pregnant, and even when you discover that you're pregnant, to get vaccinated. And this points out, this report, a 25% increase in maternal mortality in the COVID years 2020 and 2021.
All right, let's go back to a conversation that you and I had on Good Day Health last week regarding this recent research information into COVID-19 at Boston University. Since I started talking about it, it has been referred to as the Frankenstein virus, and there are more and more articles. There are people at BU and people at the Center for Disease Confusion who are saying this is not true. And you and I, you like to call it breaking news. It was just hitting sort of the surface last week when you and I talked, so there's a lot more info out about it now. What do you make of the claims that this biosecurity lab at BU was probing into the this new creation of a virus that was much more dangerous than anything we've seen?
You know, I have to be frank. I've been watching for this, and down here in Florida, we haven't heard anything about this in the last week.
Really?
And, you know, you're right in the neighborhood. So what? Well, tell me what you're hearing.
Well, I just the newest thing is that it is they refer to it, the people writing, a couple of medical journals that are on this, they refer to it as the Frankenstein virus. It's something that is obviously very dangerous. And but is it true? The people at BU at first admitted they were doing it, and then they must have been told by somebody to keep quiet.
Well, that's where we were. That's where we were last week.
And
they were denying it, and that's what we heard last week. And then I didn't hear anything further. And the reports I'm seeing, you know, are 7 days old. Everything that I'm even seeing on the internet are 7 days old. So that's why I was, so I actually didn't hear any new follow up. And you are right in the neighborhood. You're a few miles away.
And yeah. I was curious. It was all over the place in the local news media here. And then a couple of days after the news broke that they had created this strain of SARS-CoV, they call it SARS-CoV-2 in their labs. Then people are saying, okay, this is the Frankenstein virus, but now they're backpedaling because of all of the focus on how dangerous it is. And it is. I mean, if what's going on, if what has been in the news media, if what they are saying is going on, it's dangerous. The people at BU said that the news media has misconstrued what the institution is really doing. But they didn't explain what they meant by misconstruing it. So it looks like this is being twisted and turned. And that's, you know, if you can't get the information, if they stonewall you, this is the same. BU looks like they're operating the same as the Chinese government. Oh, we don't have any information on that. Or whatever information, which is embarrassing, they say, oh, it's not true. So how many times do we hear that from the Chinese about what was going on? And it proved that what the world thought, that it was created in the lab and let go on purpose, was true. Okay, anyway, so I just thought
I'll give you the same advice I gave you last week. Get people from BU interviewed on the air.
Well, they won't talk now. They've been told to keep quiet, so that's what they're doing. They're keeping quiet.
That may say
something
of itself.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our weekly visit on Good Day Health. You can find all the podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com. Should you care to follow up, Dr. Ken also available for consultations pretty much around the clock. You can call his office during the day at 352-735-1400. People from around his local area in Central Florida come. There are people all over Florida, all over the Southeast, all over the country listening to this program that are desirous of speaking to Dr. Ken, and it's just a phone call away. It's easy, and the effectiveness of him helping you out is legion. People will tell you stories, thousands of people who've been helped by Ken. So help yourself if you'd like another opinion or you have a cardiological problem. 352-735-1400. I go slow enough? I guess I did. Yep. Okay. Now, let's get to Ken and something that was in the European Heart Journal. He reads all these heart publications, all of the publications. What happens when you have a low, like you and I talk about my blood pressure being really very comfortable at 110 over 70. What does that mean for the future in terms of dementia, Alzheimer's, that sort of stuff? That's the study, right?
Yes, it's very encouraging because there still really isn't great medications to specifically treat or prevent dementia. And what we need to do is look for the best we have at the moment. And one of the best we have at the moment was published this week in the European Heart Journal, that getting your blood pressure down actually seems to prevent the onset of dementia. So whatever you have, Doug, we gave you that watch, whatever you have to check your blood pressure. It's a good idea, and it's a nice way you can take hold of this and dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia. And this is out this week in the European Heart Journal.
Know what's going on in your body. That's your job. It's not Ken's job, not my job, not your doctor's job. It's your job. You get good doctors, they'll encourage you to keep yourself up on what's going on with your body. After all, don't you want to know what's going on in your body so you can fix what may be problems? Maybe if it's really a good doctor, the preventative kind, you are going to eliminate problems before they really become a problem, which is even better. Now, speaking of problems, these damn e-cigarettes and your specialty in heart disease, you found out one more thing about e-cigarettes that's not good for the heart.
When things get bad, sometimes they just continue to get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a good reason anymore to even think of using these e-cigarettes. And if this doesn't put the old nail in the coffin, I don't know what does. This comes out of Nature Communications this week, Doug. These e-cigarettes, they appear to create dangerous rhythms in the heart that can lead to you collapsing, a sudden death, dying, not waking up. And there appear to be chemicals in e-cigarettes just to increase the risk of having life-threatening heart rhythm issues. Out of Nature Communications this week, get rid of those e-cigarettes. You're not using them for your health.
You know, I don't think, I've used to have some friends that used to smoke and they used them for a while. They got off of them. I don't see any adults using them these days at all. I see kids in high school and college to a lesser degree, but the kids in high school that are experimenting, I see them using them still.
I see the same thing. They were initially brought out as a bridge to getting off cigarettes, and therefore adults weren't using it. And then we realized that they're just as hazardous and maybe more hazardous. They're not a good bridge. And now, you know, it is as you say.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our weekly visit on Good Day Health. This program here is actually all around the clock, all around the world here. It's available during the week, early in the morning. It's available on lots of radio stations over the weekend. And you can always get it at gooddayhealthshow.com. The entire show or the podcast. Help yourself to information that hopefully will help you live better in terms of what medicines you're on or you aren't on and what's going on in your body. So I just saw this. There's a medication recall that comes from some company called Aurobindo Pharma. It's a blood pressure medication called Quinapril. You must be familiar with that, right? Yeah. What do you know about Quinapril? Sure. What's the story?
Quinapril is one of the so-called ACE inhibitor drugs, Zestril, Lisinopril, Ramipril, the prills, very commonly used to lower blood pressure for heart failure. They also help to make the coronaries more healthy as an added benefit. Very commonly used drugs. And Quinapril is a generic for Acupril. It's just one of the choices. Talk to your pharmacist, talk to your doctors. There's many cousins in the same family you can substitute.
Miami Herald is carrying a story today, Ken, about this recall. I do, on the farm show every week, we do recalls. There are usually one a day, some kind of food, some kind of a problem, packaged food usually. This is the first time, and I'm sure this is not the first time it's happened, first time I can remember something like this where a medication was recalled. Is this fairly common?
It unfortunately has not been common. Pfizer states they're voluntarily recalling five lots of Quinapril. Acupril is the brand. This is, again, distributed by Pfizer. And apparently the presence of nitrosamines were discovered. And it's just good they're testing this and wondering where this is actually manufactured and how this problem occurred. Hopefully they'll really investigate this because this is something we don't want. We don't want our drug
contaminated, and that's why we've got to move all of this stuff back to America so we can watch it carefully.
Yes, amen to that. That's very true. Yep, get it out of the hands of the Chinese, who don't seem to be too concerned.
That's where most of the antibiotics are made. You know, you get a generic, antibiotic. Look on the label and see where it's made.
And if it doesn't say made in China, it'll say made in PRC, which is the People's Republic of China. Same thing. All right, they've been so much criticized, and they're taking it in the neck, so they're trying to mask stuff by putting on it the PRC label instead of China, but PRC and China are the same thing. Kind of reminds me of the time there was a situation in Japan where they had been making various products, and because we had at the time an aversion, this after World War II, so Americans weren't too crazy about the Japanese. So instead of saying made in Japan for the products that were coming from Japan, they renamed a city in Japan Yuza. And so they changed the label, and it said made in USA. So people thought it was made in our country, but it was made in Yuza, Japan. Wow. So... yeah, there you go. How about them apples, right? Kind of, it seems kind of silly, but, you know, listen, people fall for all kinds of stuff. Moving along, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen will continue with more questions and answers and stories from the medical world, help from all the research. Stand by for that as we continue here.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden will make a week-long three-country trip next month for a quartet of summits, including one that could potentially put him in the same room as China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Arizona's attorney general has agreed not to enforce a near total ban on abortions at least until next year, a move that Planned Parenthood Arizona credited with allowing the group to restart abortion care across the state. If you're feeling like you're behind on retirement savings, you are not alone.
A lot of Americans have either reduced or stopped contributions to their retirement due to inflation. That's according to a new report from Allianz Life Insurance Company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Second half hour here with Dr. Kent Kronhaus on Good Day Health for this week. The focus on marijuana. People take, I know you are, you're consistent. You're death on marijuana for a lot of good reasons. I get it. A lot of people use marijuana because they have pain after surgery. They have in pain and marijuana seems to lessen it. Anybody I know who uses stuff, they use it to get to sleep or they use it as your suggestion. There are topical uses though that wouldn't be bad, I would guess, right? Aren't there topical THC products that would be better than smoking, or can we separate the two, Ken, do you think?
Well, they're the same but different. I mean, certainly how, I don't understand the question. I mean, certainly how, when you're using a similar active ingredient, it's similar, yeah. But if you apply it and take it differently, it can affect things a
instead of ingesting the smoke, what put this on topically. That's what I'm suggesting is a better use for the same stuff.
It depends what the indication is. But I think what the article that we're talking about, that you're referring to, we're kind of mixing things up. Let's just untangle this for a second. The article and the comment that occurred this week at the annual meeting of the American Society of Anesthesiologists deals with recreational use of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And what they're trying to point out is that in people who use marijuana recreationally, their pain after surgery may be worse than those who don't recreationally use marijuana. So that's what this report is trying to point out.
Okay. So it speaks for itself then. In essence.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. There's a lot of focus on what people are calling the triple-demic. I think it seems to me we touched on this a little bit last week. And so maybe, but there seems to be more information, or at least more use of the term triple-demic. We got the flu. We got COVID. What's the third rung in this ladder? Triple-demic.
In terms of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, this is becoming much used And I'm not sure that there's a, it's referred to as a threat.
Oh, you're talking about the third virus, which is RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, that's spreading especially among the youth.
Children.
The young. So
yes.
The triple-demic, so the flu, COVID-19, was the twin-demic, and the triple-demic is the additional respiratory syncytial virus, or also called RSV. And this is a virus, sadly, affects mostly our children, and it's been hospitalizing a lot of children. And I think that's what you're referring to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I think it's out there. So do children get shots for this? Are there shots available, or is there vaccine available for this sort of thing?
No, they unfortunately, your best efforts to try to prevent it and then to treat it and to try and keep them well. But unfortunately, too many do end up in the hospital.
See, because what I was wondering, we said early on here and elsewhere that the shots for children were unproven. This is when they were first available for youngsters. And I wonder how much more, because both of my grandsons have had the shots. One is just barely, not quite a year old, had his first shot. It was very low dosage. And then my other son has had all of the shots that are available for youngsters to take. And so I worried a little bit early on because it seemed unproven what the ingredients were. But I guess I was concerned about that for adults as well. Now I don't know that I'm so concerned, except maybe some of this stuff, you know, this is the what if that science jumps off the plane with, because they don't know what's going to be the circuit. Let's 35 years from now.
Let me try and put this in perspective. The development of a vaccine for RSV is a very high priority right now, but it's experimental and it's not yet ready for prime time. And unfortunately, RSV is very contagious. It's usually mild, but it can be severely affecting a person, and it can affect the lungs and respiratory systems of older Americans. So it is a concern, but it's on high priority to find a vaccine for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get back to another. This is off of the COVID and off of the heart wheel. This is a focus on diabetes, which I guess does affect your heart. There's a study focused on your trigger finger, which I find interesting because isn't that your index finger? Isn't that a better way of referring to it? Trigger finger.
If you see it in a bent position, it's usually a sign of diabetes. This comes out of diabetes care. So if you see people with a bent finger, you probably can make the diagnosis. Doctors should take note of this. And the thought is that the diabetes affects the tendons in the finger so that it doesn't move as it should and it stays in a fixed position. And just another good reason to make sure you know your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. There's a study on medication along with diet and exercise being used to treat obesity. What's the latest there? Because that's
this is very exciting. This is going to be a huge growing area of drug development. Just mark my word, you heard it here, that in the next few years this is going to be a huge new area of treating. Because we have learned that obesity, which is a biological disease for most of it, it affects right now more than 4 in 10 American adults. Right. That's up from 30% just 2 decades ago. And there were new treatment guidelines for obesity that were issued by the American Gastroenterological Association just this week. And they state that medications, when paired with healthy eating and regular physical activity, are the first-line medical options to be used as initial treatment and can result in moderate weight loss. So this is the addition of 4 drugs. And when we have some time, I'll tell you the 4 drugs they're recommending to consider.
All right, let's get to that in a matter of moments here, Dr. Ken. As long as we're talking about obesity, overweight problems, let's talk about Calitrin for a moment here on Good Day Health. Calitrin is the only natural weight loss formula available in America, and I dare say around the world, that doesn't have any stimulant in it at all, doesn't, you know, caffeine, that kind of stuff, doesn't have any drugs in it at all. There are a lot of people that go on programs, lose the weight. Yep, that's the first goal, is to get rid of the weight, right? So some people do it in a dangerous way, because using a lot of stimulants and drugs, not good for the rest of your body. You could lose the weight, but at what price? That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the fabulous way to lose weight. It's America's number one choice to do it. The simple, non-toxic way. And to get to the information, because there's so much of it, I can't in 60 seconds tell you, other than point you in the right direction, I could tell you about Calitrin in a general sense, tell you how it works, how many people have taken it. Go to their website, though, toploss.com. If this idea intrigues you and you're interested in losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off, that's the goal. Losing, number one goal. Keeping it off, number two goal. See how this program can be right for you. Please go to toploss.com, their website. Look at all of the information that's there on how it works, the people who have had success with it, all of that. And then order by using the, and you go to the site, there's an order page. When you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. There is the continuing focus now for another week or so on the fabulous fall special. You can get as many bottles of this as you like, whether it's three, whether it's six, whether it's ten, and get an equal number without having to pay for it. That's the deal. It's so right for pretty much everybody. Make sure you've checked it out at toploss.com. That's Calitrin. Ask for it by name.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com. And the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through their site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With Dr. Ken Kronos here. All right, let's get to what you were just suggesting, these four drugs that are used most frequently to treat obesity. And are there two or three or one of them that's more successful than others?
Sure. These are the four drugs that the American Gastroenterological Association listed in their new guidelines just published in Gastroenterology this week, to treat obesity or overweight if it's associated with medical conditions. But this is especially if your BMI is over 30. That's how obesity is defined. Overweight is when the BMI is over 25. And amazingly, a whopping 4 in 10 American adults are now with a BMI over 30. Obesity. That is really scary. Boy, do we need a project in America for exercise as we had in America when you and I were young boys and girls.
That's for sure, yeah.
And boy, does that need to be reintroduced. But in this report, which is breaking news, the American Gastroenterological Association, you know, that's as mainstream medicine as it comes for the GI tract. Yeah. They list four drugs, and I'm just, you know, it's not an editorial. I'm just reporting what's been reported. And the four drugs and the amount of weight loss percentage that they're reporting, which is the other part of the question you just asked me, I'll tell you. So the four drugs, and I'll give you the percent with each one that you see you lose. So Wegovy, and the brand is Wegovy, scientific name, and these are tough names, these scientific names.
Yeah,
semaglutide, and this is the one that's most effective. This is impressive. 10.8% of your weight loss percentage. 10.8%. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that's a 21-pound weight loss, which is pretty amazing. And that's why I beg of you to try and even find this drug. There's a national shortage of this drug, and it's a very hard drug to come by because it's been recommended and it is so effective.
Well, what's the ingredient that makes it so hard to get? Well, they just keep making more of it if there's a demand for it.
You have to ask the manufacturer. That's a good question.
Sounds like maybe some of the problems you have with supply side, there's stuff that's not getting through.
Well, the word is that Hollywood is really interested in this drug, and they're getting it. I mean, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's out on social media, and you know, who knows what you can believe. I don't want to pass along rumors, but there's a lot of discussion that you know, this is a hot Hollywood drug, and that's where the supply is going. But a lot of, and I don't want to speculate, but there are a lot of people wondering why. And can't answer the question that you're asking, because try and find this drug. It's really tough. But hopefully they will find it. And I guess we're going to get some more time and we'll go over the other three.
Yeah, stand by. 10 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next. Questions for Dr. Ken.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour now, it's time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. His clinic is available pretty much around the clock for those people who have cardiological problems, heart problems, congestion, whatever it is. But the good thing about Ken is that he's available and he's knowledgeable about pretty much everything that's going on in your body. So if you need another opinion, your doctor said, hey, this is the problem, and maybe you don't feel like it is the problem, get a hold of Ken through his office at 352-735-1400. That's 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be here to answer the first question, can exercise combat anxiety? That comes up right after this.
Depression is a common mental health condition with more than an estimated 20 million American adults across the country impacted each year. As digital solutions continue to gain momentum in healthcare, many people are turning to mental health apps for help. Here's behavioral scientist and licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Sherry Pagotu.
There are a variety of mental health apps available to use, ranging from general wellness apps to digital therapeutics. Each is different, and it can be overwhelming to tell them all apart.
Understanding your options starts with understanding what makes these apps different.
Wellness apps are intended to promote healthy behaviors, while digital therapeutics may help manage or treat a medical condition, often under a clinician's direction. They must also meet standards for clinical evidence and privacy. Prescription digital therapeutics are similar, but are authorized by the FDA and must be prescribed by a doctor.
For help navigating the vast world of mental health apps, visit bit.ly/bhmentalhealthapps. That is bit.ly/bhmentalhealthapps.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions for Dr. Ken. So, exercise. This is, what do you call it, your favorite drug? And that as it turns out, is how we apply it to the body, the physical. But do you think exercise also can combat one's if anxiety is it or whatever mental stress is going on? How does exercise work there?
Absolutely. In many, exercise is a very effective first treatment of anxiety, and for many can avoid actual drug therapy. And the reason why exercise works for so many, Doug, is because engaging in exercise actually diverts your attention from the very things that may be triggering your anxiety. Moving your body, it decreases muscle tension, which is associated with anxiety, and also getting your heart rate up from exercise can have effects and changes in your brain, which just will directly treat the anxiety.
All right, here's a question about going to bed too early. If, in fact, you are sleeping too much, apparently there's some information that suggests that it increases the risk of dementia. Is that, why would that be the case with too much rest? I thought no matter how much sleep isn't, no matter what sleep, amount of sleep you get, isn't it good for you? Resting, good for your head, good for your body. Apparently, that's not always the case.
No, actually, there's the ideal number is 7 hours, and a little more, a little less, maybe okay, but 7 hours per night seems to be ideal. And what you're referring to is a recent study that shows that getting more than 9 hours of sleep a night is associated with a higher risk of dementia. And, you know, whether it's cause and effect is hard to know. There may be other things going on why you're getting so much sleep. But it's an observation that if you're sleeping 9 hours or more, there's an issue. And my recommendation would be to start off with the primary care doctor and get a head-to-toe checkup for why you're needing so much sleep and identify the cause.
We're almost at the end of our time. I saw something because we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. We're pretty much finished with the month now. But there's new information about chemotherapy being sufficient instead of surgery. Now, there are apparently certain types of tumors that are better treated with this chemo in a pill. That sounds like it makes sense to you. It sounds interesting.
Right. There is a recent report that some patients may be able to skip surgery with the new chemotherapy. And this is just advances in it. It's a small trial, and I think we need to learn more about it. It's not for all breast cancers. Talk to your oncologist, your cancer specialist about this.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiological specialist here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.